of the week, all part of the discussion here on the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Good Day is my Monday through Friday program, and the Good Day Weekend program, the bill is shared with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, because he actually is the more important cog in the wheel here. He has the information. Answering your questions is what he's all about, and he wants to hear from you now at 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. We have been, as you could imagine, thinking a lot about these cholesterol drugs and the new guidelines for preventing heart attack and stroke using statins. And so we have that conversation going. But there are other things in the news, like this urine test. All of us have had them at one point in time or another, and I'm wondering if this is part of the medical procedure or if you're looking for something. Is that what this test is about?
Well, this is specifically to women who have urinary tract infections very commonly. When a man gets a urinary tract infection, it usually signals some structural abnormality, and it needs a lot more aggressive evaluation. But women, because everything is right out there, very commonly, frequently get urinary tract infections, and when you jump on them and treat them quickly, they don't usually result in anything very serious, and they don't need any more aggressive evaluation to determine if there's anything structurally wrong, unless they don't get treated and effectively go away as they should. But the news this week, and it was published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, is that when doctors suspect a patient has a urinary tract infection, they often request a urine sample so they can test for the presence of bacteria. But this new research, and this is groundbreaking, suggests that this step may be unnecessary, because nearly one quarter of the women who had signs of urinary tract infection, which is burning feeling when urinating or feeling the urgent need to pee, they had no evidence of bacteria in their urine or in their bladders. And although a number of urine culture tests found a variety of different bacteria, only one bug, E. coli, was found in both the urine test and the bladder. So the conclusion from this study is that as soon as a woman gets a symptom of a urinary tract infection that's burning, or the urgency to urinate, sometimes just the frequency also, that you should, as a physician, begin treatment. Women should ask for antibacterials to deal with this, and you may not need to get that urine test. And this is going to change the way us doctors have been practicing for decades.
All right. So that's part of the deal here. 888-553-7536. With regard to the cholesterol drug guidelines, increasing obesity is a problem for younger Americans. Will this drug be used for younger and younger and younger Americans, Ken?
Boy, that's a sticky question. That's a challenging question. But I think what's going to definitely happen is that we're going to start measuring cholesterol a lot earlier. You and I went to the pediatrician, believe me, we weren't checking cholesterol in the blood test. But I think that's what's going to happen. And I think that that's going to be used as an objective factor to talk to the parents and the child about why you need to get the weight down. And then I think that aggressive weight reduction and exercise programs are going to be instituted. And only in the very, very severely elevated numbers, these genetic families that have genes that are just allowing the livers in the folks to make cholesterol too effectively. Because, you know, in most of us, the liver makes about three-quarters of the cholesterol in the body. We only eat about a quarter of it. But some people are genetically wired to too effectively manufacture cholesterol. So in these families where the kids have extremely high levels, fortunately that it's not too common, that's where the statin may be used. But again, in these families where the kids are really obese and after aggressive diet and exercise, there's going to have to be a hard decision made about whether to use a statin.
888 553-7536. Kim's listening to WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi, Kim.
How you doing, Doug? Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Kim. Great to speak with you.
Yeah. I kind of have the opposite problem. Total cholesterol was 108.
108.
Good Lord.
Correct.
Congratulations.
Is that really good to have it that low, Ken? Is that healthy?
Well, interesting question. So you're not, Kim, you're not on any medication to lower it?
I'm not. My good cholesterol is 38. I don't remember the other numbers, but...
And you're, let me just ask you a quick question. So you're not taking any niacin in the diet?
No, I'm not taking any niacin. The only thing, I take flaxseed oil and things like that, but...
How does heart disease do in your family, especially your parents and your siblings? Any heart attacks at a young age?
No heart attacks. My father did have blockage when he was probably in his 70s, late 70s.
That doesn't add risk to you, but there are no men with heart attacks under the age of 55 or women heart attacks under the age of 65 in your family?
No.
You are blessed with good genes. I wouldn't worry about that. The body needs some cholesterol. The sex hormones are made with cholesterol. The cell wall is made with cholesterol. There is a theoretical concern if we drop your cholesterol down way too low, it might increase the risk of cancer. This has been debated. Doctors love to debate this forever. I don't think it's ever been resolved. There are some who just don't think it should be even discussed. There are some who are concerned about it. But you have a separate issue. You have an issue where you're just born with low cholesterol levels. And if there's no... depending on your family history is where I would be concerned. Does the rest of your family have such good numbers?
Well, I'm the only one. I was an only child, and my parents are both gone.
So you don't know much about your family history.
Well, I know my grandfather. He had, I'm guessing, I was also called before about AFib. I've got AFib. I'm guessing my grandfather died he had two strokes, and I'm guessing he probably had AFib. My father had an irregular heartbeat. I do, and I've got also the AFib now.
Kim, have you had a CTA of your coronaries or a heart catheterization? Do we know what your coronaries look like?
No, we've never had a catheterization.
Or what about a CAT scan of the coronaries?
No, the only thing they ever did was the ultrasound on my heart.
You've had a stress test?
Quite a few years ago to check. I've got an extra heartbeat where my heart pauses.
So why does a young guy like you have atrial fibrillation? Because atrial fibrillation, it's not unheard of in your age group, but it's usually more a disease of the aging.
I don't know. I've talked to you about it before. Actually, I'm on Sotalol now. And
right.
So, as I recall,
and, you know, I talked to a lot of people who have... There's 3 million Americans of you who have atrial fibrillation. So I talk to a lot of people with atrial fibrillation. In your case, as I recall, no specific cause was identified, right?
That's correct.
All right. Well, do you have other risk factors for heart disease, blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, poor diet, inactivity, cigarette use, anything like that?
I work out 3 days a week. I don't smoke. I am overweight. But I'm 6'2". I weigh about 300 pounds.
Oh,
I work out 3 days a week.
Kim. You need a stress test. And
okay.
you know, if you have atrial fibrillation, you're obese, and you're middle aged, we need to make sure your coronaries are okay. Are you having any symptoms? Chest discomfort, shortness of breath, unexplained fatigue, palpitations, unexplained sweating, dizziness, lightheadedness? Any symptom, although not necessarily from the coronaries, but it could be? Are you having any of those symptoms?
Well, the lightheadedness when I work out, as I've been attributing to the Sotalol.
Okay, well, let's be, hopefully it is, but let's be sure, because it could be a plumbing issue, especially with your history. Kim, if you were my patient, you know what I would do for you? I would do a CTA of your coronaries, a CT angiogram, so we could look at your coronaries, or I would do a stress test to determine how the circulation is to the heart.
All right, Kim. You know what else? Call Marty Green, who's on WAYY. He's had all kinds of heart issues, and I bet this would be a good conversation with him the air or off the air.
And call me back after you do the evaluation of your coronaries, and then I'll tell you more information about your cholesterol numbers.
Yeah. Find out who Marty's doctor is, Kim. I'm not being facetious. I'm serious. Find out who he's going to there, because I'm betting he's pretty good. And
he's
best
good
of luck
guy.
To you. 888-553-7536. The challenge of getting information to people is what we face here every weekend. Help yourself to 888-553-7536. It is 18 after the hour. It's Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available until 1 p.m. in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This holiday, Toys for Tots celebrates 66 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, they provide toys and books to more than 7 million children in over 750 communities nationwide. With 16 million children living in poverty, millions of families will struggle to make ends meet this holiday. Fortunately, they can turn to Toys for Tots for help. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater for Americans to support Toys for Tots. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated at all Toys R Us or Babies R Us stores through December 8th. Monetary donations are accepted now through December 24th and online at toysrus.com/toysfortots.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday, and Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation, but there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available until 1 p.m. in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Get ready, get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidators' huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
888-553-7536. Stick around for more of Dr. Ken here on Good Day Weekend.
A health healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
After the hour, in tune with your medical questions and your medical concerns, Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536, a noted cardiologist who's been following a lot of the things that become a part of his lexicon, because he doesn't just prescribe statin drugs, other kind of drugs. He can tell you that there are things like Heart Factors Plus that are good for you because of what the ingredients are. It's kind of like, look at the label. That's what is important. A lot of people don't look at the label, but if you look at the label on Heart Factors Plus, probably understand, Ken, why it is so good for people.
Are you a man over 40 or a woman over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Well, Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries, and this improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function, things like Viagra, work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked brilliantly for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido and better sexual performance. Call right now to try Heart Factors absolutely risk-free. Call today and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order.
800-621-6313. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. You've heard Dr. Ken talk about it now. Last, oh, what, 4 or 5 months anyway, we've been talking about this. Get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus with your order when you mention Dr. Ken. Dial 800-621-6313. The folks at Heart Factors Plus want you to know that this is all backed up by a 90-day money-back guarantee. You will like it or you will, and you're not going to lose anything. If you don't like it or you don't feel there's a difference, you'll just call them back and they'll send you your money back. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus, good for all kinds of reasons, as Ken explained. So try it now, 800-621-6313. You're not going to be able to try it now. If you call that number now, you'll try it pretty quickly. You'll have it in a couple of days. All right, 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus. For Dr. Ken, 888-553-7536. Lori is in Kingman, Arizona. Hello, Lori. Welcome in.
Hello.
What can we do for you, Lori?
I'm just calling to find out. My daughter, she is 16, and she has a bulging disc that she's had for most of her life because she's never had any trauma. And she's very active in sports.
That's where how old was she when you first noticed? Ken, may I? Would you mind?
Sure, go.
Take it. Because this happened to me when I was that age, lifting things that were too heavy the wrong way.
Okay, she was about 6 or 7, and she's telling me that her back would hurt, and I thought it was growing pains.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't, at that age, wasn't around lifting things that were, that she used her back instead of her legs to lift?
I'm just going to give you
an analogy. As I grew up on the farm, I started lifting things when I was about that age. I developed a strength that nobody had that was my size, and I still have it today. But I ruined, because I didn't know how to lift things, I lifted with my back instead of my legs. And so that ruined my back. And from the time when I was 10 to 18 doing all that, it ruined I have a couple of bulging discs, as a matter of fact. And the L5 is gonzo. So that's probably what's happened, I'm going to guess here. Maybe that's a part of it, at least.
And can I ask you one other thing? She also gets these horrendous knots in her back. I mean, they go from the bottom all the way up to her shoulder blades. I mean, and they're just one solid big knot.
Lori, I'm a little concerned because, you know, Doug had a good reason at a young age, because usually bulging discs are an item that occurs with aging. And is your daughter, in fact, doing a lot of lifting? Is there a reason, a clear-cut reason, for a relatively young girl to be having these bulging discs?
Well, I mean, I'm an X-ray tech. I do CT and stuff. So we've had a CT MRI done, and she does have the bulging disc.
No, I'm not doubting the diagnosis. I'm just a little surprised. I mean, if you do CTs and MRIs in the back, you know that you don't usually see these in a 16-year-old girl.
Now, the only thing I could think maybe that happened is when she was like 2 years old, 3 years old, she was in a swing, and her brother was pushing her, and she flew out of the swing onto that rubber stuff that they use nowadays and hit her tailbone. That's the only trauma that she's ever had in her life, and that's the only thing I can kind of contribute it to.
Does she have any other indication of any other joint or issue? Could she possibly have an inflammatory condition?
No, because we had her checked for the rheumatoid and all that kind of stuff. We had the blood workup.
Good job, Mom. So she does not have an inflammatory problem.
No. Biggest concern is she plays basketball and softball, and, you know, she's always in pain, and I know she is. And then the thing with the knots, it's like I rub them out, and it's just nonstop.
Lori?
I even took her to the, yes.
Let me get in here for a second. If you know it's not an inflammatory problem, an autoimmune problem, then what I would do is get her hooked up with a really good physical therapist who likes working with teenagers.
Yeah, or a chiropractor, acupuncturist, anybody along those lines. You got to have good people in Kingman that do that.
And that's what I would do next, and see if a good physical therapist could help her to learn how to appropriately use her body to make this better.
Yeah, we understand that you did all the tests and you know that it's there. Now you got to figure out how to get rid of it. I know that's why you called. Ken had a couple of good suggestions, and I think I did as well. Speaking of suggestions, more health suggestions to honor whatever it is that your question may be here for Dr. Ken at 888-55 Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
And more important,
search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now 33 and change after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Doug Steffen, 888-553-7536. Ken's got a few licenses, a few degrees. I don't have either, but I have some common sense. Question from a listener, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com and Doug at dougsteffen.com. The cereals that we buy in the store, and I'm going to sort of paraphrase this, Ken, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be, when we were growing up, the cereals that were just cereals, like Special K. Do you ever eat Special K? What do you have for breakfast?
Absolutely.
What do you eat for breakfast?
What do I eat for breakfast?
Breakfast routine, yeah.
Whole grain cereal,
yeah.
Skim milk, and some fruit.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's what I do while I'm on the air in the morning.
And egg whites.
You have egg whites, really?
I do.
I stay away from eggs for the most part. I just don't like them. I never have. If I'm eating out someplace, maybe for breakfast, I might have scrambled eggs, but I've never been a fan of eggs. There's something about their consistency that grosses me out.
Hard boiled.
Actually, yeah, my daughter does that. Has a hard boiled egg every day.
I have a couple of whites.
You do, yeah. All right. Anyway, here is a cereal, Special K, that used to be just a cereal. Now it's a product line. There are snack bars, crackers, and there's a weight loss challenge. They claim that 2 weeks on the Super Special K diet, you'll lose one size in your genes. So I wonder about stuff like that. When people go on these, what do we believe, in other words, from advertising? And I love these questions because certainly I don't want to compromise what we do here, because the program is brought to you every week because there are advertisers who support it. If it weren't for the advertisers that support it, we wouldn't be here. Having said that, there are some advertisers and some advertisements and some things that can't possibly live up to the claims. And I guess that's the question of the listener here. Do you go on you? I mean, there's so doggone many diets, Ken.
Well, we talked about these new guidelines that came down this week for cholesterol. Part of the new guidelines are telling doctors to get a lot more aggressive with their patients to get them to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the insurers in the next year will be covering counseling for obesity, which would help this whole situation a lot. And you're bringing up one possible diet. And my opinion is that it's all about the calories, and whatever way helps you to take in fewer calories in a healthy way is great. I love that if you use a smartphone or if you use a device that you can dilate, that you can, excuse me, download an app. One of the new apps that I really like is this Weight Watchers app, mm-hmm. which allows you in a simple manner to keep track of whatever you've eaten, and the app knows all the restaurants, it knows all the foods you can buy in the grocery store, and this is a wonderful way to lose weight. I know some people in my own family who are using it successfully.
You know, it's very interesting you say that. I was looking at a report on young adults in our country, the millennial generation, so much leisure time, all these physical activities that used to be a part of the regular core curriculum in schools has been taken out by the politicians and bureaucrats. So we have on one hand Mrs. Obama saying you've got to do this, that, or the other thing, or the suggestion is, I'm not saying you gotta, but they are pretty strident in their suggestions on how to be healthier, and yet the support that ought to be there, and I'm not saying that it's their fault, but politicians have, by messing with the budget numbers and fudging and fiddling around with how your tax dollars are used, have taken away programs that were certainly worthwhile. On one hand, they talk about addressing this, but the actions that they are pursuing don't follow the words. So the kinds of things I remember when I was in high school, and part of this was my own thing, I guess, about strength. I've always had, since I was a teenager, because I was as strong as I was, and I liked the feeling of it. And as an older adult, I kind of like, I'm getting back to it now. I mean, since I got into this CrossFit thing, Ken, I've become, I literally am about twice as strong as I was 4 or 5 months ago. And it's part of what you can do no matter what your age. All these people get so worried about age. It hasn't got anything to do with age. It has to do with what you've got in your head and what you're willing to do with your body. And so you see these kids now. That's why I say age is such a BS number. There are kids who are half my age who can't do a third of what I can do. And it's just because they aren't pushed to it. They haven't been trained to do it. They don't engage in physical activity. Are there more people playing sports? Maybe. Maybe there are more opportunities to do it. But then what do we, but in school and where the interest could be, in a sense, incubate the interest in people, that's not being done. So you got all of these, 18% of young women, 12% of young men, again, between the ages of 18 and 30, have serious health conditions because of their weight. I remember watching when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg, when we'd have graduation every spring, and I'd sit there and I'd watch these girls lumber, literally lumber, across the stage to get their diploma. They were so heavy. And I remembered back to when I was a student, we just didn't have kids who were that big. And yeah, they're big boys, but they're bigger. It seems more of a problem with younger women. And yet there are plenty of younger women, middle-aged women, older women who are getting stronger as well. It just, there's, you know, used to be the haves and the have-nots, and then everybody pretty much was in between. Now, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's money, whether it's health, what your food choices are, whatever it is, there are those who have and who do not, and there's nothing in between. You're either obese, heavy, fat, or you're in shape, and that's really kind of the problem, isn't it?
Well,
sorry to go on off as much as
no,
I am, but I just...
It's good. I think that we physicians haven't been aggressive as we should. You know, there's this correctness factor these days. But I think these new guidelines are a wake-up call to physicians telling us, whipping us, telling us to be more aggressive with our patients. So when you start going to the doctors in the next few weeks and months, don't be surprised if the doctors are a little more animated and on your case. And don't be so sensitive about it.
But take it seriously because it's aimed at you.
Absolutely. But there may be a little bit more aggressiveness in your doctor about your weight when you go there. So be warned, but just take it from where it's coming from.
Nothing wrong with that, right? That you think is, that's part of something, and I guess that goes together with all the cholesterol drug guidelines that we've been talking about, right?
Exactly.
All right. Walking could cut stroke risks. You're a cardiologist. How does this work, especially in older men?
This is very, very good news. This is out of the medical journal Stroke. It's a British study that suggests, Doug, that the number of weekly hours walked, not how fast, is all that matters. And older men, you know, you were talking about age before, and in this study they called older men 60 to 80.
Wow. What an outrage.
Well,
shoot the messenger.
What they discovered...
Older men are 80 and older.
Well... they maybe in Britain, you know, 60 is a little older.
Yeah.
Anyway, they may reduce their risk of stroke by taking a daily walk, and that walk does not have to be especially brisk. What they found was walking for an hour or two might lower the risk of stroke by as much as one-third, and walking 3 hours or more daily could cut the risk by two-thirds.
Mm. All right. Let's pause for some other information here. 888-553-7536. This program is all about information. And for those of you who have a very dull smile, that have yellow teeth, bad breath, just basically a mouth that's ugly, sorry to be that direct. Well, no, I'm not sorry, because I think we need to be direct. When it comes to weight, we're direct about that. When it comes to your teeth, if you don't really take good care of your teeth, that means keep them clean. It'll infect your gums, and your gums are very important for your overall health. Right, Jack?
Yeah, exactly, Doug. Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, and improve their confidence. Self-improvement, Doug, it is in, and I'd like to set a new goal for you to improve your life by whitening your smile, because it's never been easier. It's time for you to try Power Swabs. It's the world's first tooth detergent. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in just 7 days. A breakthrough patented ingredient in Power Swabs, it penetrates deep within the tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power Swabs, it works on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, and bonding, whitening teeth with little to no tooth sensitivity. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break, get your smile stain-free and ultra-white super fast with Power Swabs. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try it today, risk-free today.
800-867-4089. Try now this product risk-free. Mention Dr. Ken. You'll get two things, free shipping, A, and B, a free stain-out quick stick, which you can take with you, throw it in your bag or put it in your pocket. You get into these areas where you want to have the best smile, the best look. You want to freshen up your teeth. That's what the stain-out quick stick does. You get it free with your order of Power Swabs at 800-867-4089. Those of you who are new and know that Dr. Ken doesn't talk about these things unless he believes in them, make yourself look healthy, not old and unhealthy, with Power Swabs, 800-867-4089.
As temperatures drop, it's clear the season for comfort is here. People everywhere are turning to feel-good meals to help ward off the winter chill. To help cooks get cozy this season, the National Pork Board is launching its first-ever Cooking for Comfort e-cookbook, filled with delicious recipes and personal anecdotes, as well as photos and videos to share why each recipe will satisfy all your comfort cravings. Acclaimed chef Michelle Bernstein shares her Cooking for Comfort philosophy and favorite family recipe.
To me, Cooking for Comfort means preparing foods that are approachable, simple, and whimsical. When I add whimsy to my dishes, I find people are more satisfied with what they're eating. With pork's versatility, preparing flavorful and fulfilling recipes has never been more delicious. My homemade chorizo and cheese empanadas with avocado crema, a generations-old recipe that embodies that philosophy and is a favorite with my family.
Visit porkbeinspired.com to learn more and download your free copy of the e-cookbook today.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. A while back, I talked to you about the $10,000 pair of cufflinks. But today, I'm going to talk about something similar, but yet different. Why? Because the $10,000 pair of cufflinks were for yourself. And I have looked on the internet. I think many of us have seen this story where waiters and waitresses around the country, for some reason, from some strangers, got a tip of $1,000. That's a lot of money. When you hear that, what do you think about that? Do you ever picture yourself giving someone else a $1,000 tip? Well, I want you to do that because that means that you have succeeded. That means that you have discretionary income. That means that you can help others. That means that you recognize the contribution that other people have made. So begin to have that dream and plan for it to occur, where one day you give someone a $1,000 tip. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, 888-553-7536. We're getting behind in our overview of the medical news of the week here. The fact that you drink coffee in the morning isn't the same as if you drink coffee in the afternoon, right, or in the evening?
Yes, listen up so you can all get a good night's sleep, because coffee seems to be more and more popular. This is out of the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine this week, Doug. This research suggests that drinking the brew even 6 hours prior to bedtime upsets slumber. The bad news for us caffeine addicts is that midday coffee pick-me-up might increase the odds for a sleepless night. Taking caffeine in the study even as long as 6 hours before bedtime significantly harms sleep. Drinking a big cup of coffee on the way home from work can lead to negative effects on sleep, just as if someone were to consume the caffeine closer to bedtime. Doug, people tend to be less likely to detect the disruptive effects of caffeine on sleep when they take it in the afternoon.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. 888-553-7536, the Philippines and the danger of disease after the typhoon. Where does that all stand, Ken?
Oh, break my heart. That is just a horror. And I was talking yesterday to one of my patient's caretakers who's from the Philippines and has family there. And, oh, my gosh, what a sad story. They're just lacking in all the basics of life. They need food, water, shelter, and in those kinds of situations, you get poor sanitation, you're just set up for a lot of horrible infectious diseases, so you really want to boil your water, and they just need a lot of help. So, you know, write out those checks to the Red Cross. This is where us Americans need to be a little generous.
And by the way, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. You'll see a post that we have there with a picture of the aftermath of the typhoon with the 20 best, I think there are 20 some odd best charities, the ones that will not rip you off, that's not a scam. Check them out and certainly feel free to share them with others. The list of who and where to give for the typhoon at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Musicians, you know the best day to get deals on the gear you want is Black Friday. And Guitar Center stores are currently loading up in preparation. But there's no need to wait for the big day. We're kicking off the doorbusters early. It's Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Now through Thanksgiving, score an insane in-store daily deal. As much as 80% off list on vocal mics, headphones, drumsticks, ukuleles, and more. Grab a daily doorbuster available until 1 p.m. in-store only as Guitar Center counts down to Black Friday.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app. Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Back to the calls at 888-553-7536. More great calls with great questions that we specialize in here. Help yourself to 888-55-DRKEN or email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Dr. Ken at DrKenshow.com. Each week we have questions from people both on the air and in the email about prostate issues, prostate problems, and many of the questions come from women because women are the ones who are affected. The men get up and go to the bathroom, but if they're sleeping, if they have a great, happy life and they have a good partner, the partner's going to get a little annoyed, a little crabby when the event, which sometimes with some men can, a couple times a night, got to get up, go to the bathroom because the prostate is not functioning well, and you have the fix for that.
And my daughter is rehearsing Chicago, so I know about keeping mama happy. So question for you guys, what happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, and tired. Interrupted sleep can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it is revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients. They help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
Yeah, we got a lot of people think about the stuff we talk about and all the help we give to people for their sex life. Yeah, Barry should love you, Ken. 800-811-6931 for PT9. Mention Dr. Ken, get a free bottle with your order, and the order line is 800-811-6931. Don't wait. You have the problem now. Order this product. Try it. You'll like it, and you'll be resting better. You'll feel much better. Free bottle mentioning Dr. Ken, 800-811-6931. The product is called PT9. It is the best prostate formula on the market, bar none. 800-811-6931. Is it my imagination, or did I lose my train of thought? Did we talk on the air or off the air about the aftermath of the typhoon? I can't remember whether we did that on the air. We were talking about it. I can't remember whether we did it on the air or off the air. We did it off
the air. We did it on the air.
Okay, all right.
And as you were mentioning all this new information, great information about sex, can we just mention the new information this week?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is out of the annual meeting of the International Academy of Sex Research, that women are much less likely to experience an orgasm during casual sex than when having sex within a committed relationship. Only 40% of women claim to have had an orgasm during their latest casual sexual encounter, as opposed to 80% of men. Wow. Additionally, 75% of women surveyed said they had an orgasm the last time they had sex while in a committed relationship.
You know, I don't. This is
what does
maybe,
that say about us guys?
Well, too much information here for me. I spent a lot of years in that zone, and I will tell you that there's nothing like good sex in a committed, loving relationship. It just is. It's a whole different kettle of fish, shall we say? Sharon in Palmdale, California. Hi.
Good morning, Doug. Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi,
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, but I have a question.
Welcome.
I take simvastatin, and recently a person told me that her doctor told her husband to get off of it because it's a brain-eating drug, and I thought of you, Dr. Ken, the first moment I heard this new guideline, so I really would like your opinion.
Sure. Great question, Sharon, because I get this all the time. And the Mayo Clinic, if you believe the Mayo Clinic, about 6 weeks ago reviewed the world's literature of all studies on this, weighed in on their own experience at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and came out emphatically that statins don't destroy the brain. Surprisingly, interestingly, they actually felt that the studies show that statins preserve brain function. And I can tell you why that is, could be possibly true, because much of the brain that deteriorates as we age does because the blood flow gets inadequate, and the statins are the best thing we have for maintaining the circulation and keeping it open over the course of time. The problem with these studies and these inferences about how we affect brain function is that there are tons of people, tens of millions of Americans on statins, and often they're given to people as they age, and the natural course of events, as we age, our brains are wearing out, and then too often you draw the associations when they don't really exist. And I don't recommend putting these statins in the water, but if you have risks of for heart attack or stroke, there's nothing better to lower it.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Thanks to everybody for participating with us. Good day weekend.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.